This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. A leading black advocacy group has threatened to sue LifeNews.com and black pro-life leader Ryan Bomberger, a blogger at Life News. A recent column took the civil rights organization to task over its pro-abortion position. In a videotaped address to the pro-abortion group NARAL, President Barack Obama said that he celebrates the Roe v. Wade decision, ignoring its 55 million abortions. According to a Politico report, Obama thanked outgoing NARAL President Nancy Keenan, calling the abortion activist a friend and counselor to me and my administration. The shooter in last August's attack on the Family Research Council headquarters pled guilty in Washington, D.C. to three charges Wednesday. Prosecutors said that investigators examining the assailant's computer found that he used a liberal website to identify or select his target. This is Life News Radio. After facing the reality of abortion, the next thing to face is that there are millions of women, men also, with an abortion in their past who need and deserve love. Yes, love and healing after an abortion. If you or someone you love is hurting after abortion, call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. Archbishop Charles Chaput of Philadelphia is taking to task the proposed revisions to the controversial HHS mandate that forces religious groups and people of conscience in business to pay for anything that interdicts parenthood and childbearing. And now YouTube has the famous interview with Mother Teresa of Calcutta, where she maintained that abortion is the greatest threat to peace in the world. This has been Life News Radio.